Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
He's locked in on the Bucks. He brings the insight and the opinions. He's Eric Name of The Athletic on Rutledge and Hamilton.
We are live with Eric Name of The Athletic. Eric, thanks for joining us as always. Welcome into Matt and Molly,
there,
not Rutledge and Hamilton today.
I was just going to say, didn't feel like that was right, like the order of the names and how all that went. Like, I feel like you got to have Hamilton first there.
I tried to switch it around on him, but...
Yeah, we're workshopping it. This is day three.
The ego's too big. I get it. The ego's too big.
Exactly.
It is.
I need a knock every once in a while. So, Eric, super glad you're here because we want to talk some Bucks. We've been talking Thanksgiving, and we want to talk about Giannis. So let's talk about the ladder. Ba-doom-tsh.
Fine. Get into it.
Fine. I know you love it.
So, I mean, it's honestly kind of staggering to see something like this become a thing. So let's just start here. He pushed over a ladder. That's not a human being. It's a ladder. That is what he pushed over. So, like, that to me is just like where all of this begins. Like, the absurdity of all this starts with the fact that this man pushed a ladder, not a human being. So, it's not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. But like when you look at all of the layers to it, I think it's pretty funny. Like the idea that Giannis wants to get free throws in because he's been terrible from the free throw line. He's shooting a career low 58% from the free throw line right now. He went 4-15 that night in Philadelphia. Right. So after the game, he goes up, he starts shooting some free throws. He makes 7 in a row. His goal was to make 10 in a row so he could get off the floor. And on the 7th one, Montrezl Harrell just grabs the ball because, I don't know, he got mad and he wanted to take his ball home. I'm not really 100% sure why, but
yeah, it seems a little childish.
It seems a little childish, but whatever. He's an agitator. He's an instigator. That's kind of what Philadelphia has him around for. So he did it. He got underneath Giannis's skin. Giannis goes to the locker room, grabs 2 more basketballs so he can actually get the shots in. And then a Philly arena worker decides that that's not going to happen. I'm going to put my ladder up in the way. I mean, Giannis asked nicely a couple times. He doesn't do it. Giannis pushes it. It falls over. And then after that, like, it's just Giannis being, upset. And the funny thing to me is, like, I keep, you know, doing podcasts and stuff, and, you know, people have me on and ask, like, oh, you know, was he mad? And I don't think mad is the best way to sum it up. I think it was just like disbelief, like actual disbelief that another professional athlete would like do this. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so pissed off at Montrezl Harrell, I'm going to go after him, I'm going to fight him. It was just like, this dude's a professional athlete too. Like, just let me get my work in. Like, I just wanted to give my, like, what is this dude's deal? Like, why won't he let me just shoot free throws?
Maybe he was afraid of Giannis getting a step up.
The dad jokes are just on
They're
another level
right
today.
Now.
So, I mean, maybe he was, which is Trez Harrell did go out on the floor and he did get some shots up. So maybe he was looking to try to get some more minutes and get himself going a little bit there. But yeah, I mean, like, the whole situation is just, to me, so unbelievably ridiculous. And
agreed.
I mean, it just like speaks to Giannis that like this dude is so drama free that like, and this isn't invented.
This is the big story. He pushed a ladder over, like, and they're blowing it out of proportion because Giannis hasn't done anything wrong.
Right. Like, this, like, he just doesn't do stuff. Like he doesn't do anything that is drama. He doesn't do anything that, you know, makes his teammates mad. He doesn't do anything that, you know, disrespects the game or whatever else. Like, this is just the best that you could create. And if that's as good as it gets, I'm sorry. That just means that dude is drama free. Like, there's nothing there.
Absolutely. So we are how many games into the season?
16.
Getting there.
So 16 games into the season. Do you think that this team is where you thought it would be? Or do you think they'd be better, worse? What are you thinking? Especially without Pat Connaughton. He just came back the other day. And then Chris Middleton obviously hasn't played all season. Where are you thinking that this team's at?
So that's a tough one because I thought both those guys would be back already. Like, I thought both Pat and Chris would be back already. So they're like behind where I would have thought that they were going to be. But from the actual play on the floor, they're a lot further ahead than I thought they were going to be. You know, going into the start of the season, I think you guys had me on that Wednesday right before they opened the season on Thursday against the Sixers. And, yeah. you know, one of the things I said was like, hey, maybe they go 4-5 in their first nine, or I don't know, 5-5 without Chris, without Pat. Like, it could get a little bit ugly. Like, that is how it could go, because Chris is one of their best players and Pat is one of their top seven players as well. And it hasn't, you know, they're 12-4 without right. either of those guys. And so I think that to me is just like a sign that this is going to be a really good basketball team when they're healthy. And then I think the other thing, I had some questions about their defense, how it was going to work. They were trying something new this year by trying to shut down teams at the 3-point line. And I thought there'd be some growing pains. Like, that, those are habits that they had ingrained for 4 straight years under Mike Budenholzer to help out on the 3-point line and, you know, to make sure you stop everyone at the rim and then make your way out there. And they switched it up. Like, it's no more help defense. Just stay on your guy and let Brook Lopez and Giannis kind of deal with anything at the rim. And I thought there'd be growing pains. I thought it would. There would be some struggles trying to get into those new habits, and it hasn't been. They give up the third fewest shots at the rim per game. They give up the third fewest threes per game. So they're doing their two goals on offense, or excuse me, on defense, and other offenses are just like, all right, all we can do is just chuck up mid-range jumpers and see if it goes in, which there's not a lot of teams out there that are built for that. Ironically, they play one of those teams in the Bulls tonight with DeMar DeRozan, but for the most part, teams aren't meant to do that. Everyone wants threes. Everyone wants shots at the rim.
Yeah. So kind of to touch on the Chris Middleton part, I heard that Chris Middleton was now sent to the G League to, I'm assuming, warm up, get up to pace, get up to speed before they just put him right back into the mix in the NBA. Can you elaborate a little bit on maybe why we would send someone down to the G League and maybe where you kind of think Middleton might be at kind of mentally coming off this and having to go kind of rise back up?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the NBA is a tough one for people to comprehend, because I think the idea of getting sent down to the minor leagues, which is essentially what the G League is like, something you understand with baseball, right? Like, okay, the starting pitcher's coming back. He's going to go get a rehab start in Appleton or wherever their like single A or double A team is. And in the NBA, they don't really do that. Like, they're not going to risk one of their guys playing down at the G League level in a game. But what they are going to do is pretty much every G League team is within 30 to 45 minutes of like the main team. And they're just going to have that guy go to practice for the day. So like Chris Middleton, for example, today went down, quote unquote, to Oshkosh for a practice with the Herd. He was back up an hour ago. So he was quote unquote down in the G League for 3 hours total. He didn't play a game. He didn't do anything. He just went down for a practice, because the Bucks aren't going to practice on a game day. They don't have enough people. They don't have enough players. They're not going to put in that type of physical effort as a team on a game day. So they got to find somewhere else to get this done. So honestly, most of the time, the NBA guy doesn't even go like to the G League team. Typically, the G League team comes down. So like today, a day like today, I think it's Chris Middleton, Marjan Beauchamp, and Thanasis Dedekumbo. They all, quote unquote, went down to the G League team. Really, the G League team just came to Milwaukee, practiced in the practice facility right across the street from the arena, and allowed those guys to get work that they just wouldn't be able to get if they had, quote unquote, stayed with their team. So it's always kind of confusing, because I think the main way people can think of this is minor league baseball, like where you go down for like a rehab start. But most of the time in the NBA, you're not actually going down and playing for the G League team. It's just giving you a chance to practice with them.
I was just gonna say it's interesting you say that, because when I think going down to like down a league, it's because you're not good enough, not necessarily like a rehab thing. It's like you're in a slump. Mm-hmm. You need to get out of it. So
yeah, like, so typically that's all it is just like going down to get your body right,
just getting some reps in.
And to answer your question on Chris, like the other day I asked Bud, like, hey, I'm used to soft tissue injuries on the lower body, right? Like a hamstring is going to take a while. A calf is going to take a while. We've seen Pat Connaughton have it, or we've had Wesley Matthews go through it. Mm-hmm. I know what that's going to look like, right? Like, I know there's going to be a little bit of warming up, a little bit of ramping up. Chris Middleton has a left wrist injury. Like, he had surgery on his left wrist. As far as I'm concerned, I would think that just means he gets a couple shots up, tries not to get fouled too hard, and everything's back and good to go. And but it was like, well, it's not just that. It's like everything. Like, right. he's got to get back into game shape. So he needs to play some of these guys. He's got to get used to the conditioning. He didn't have training camp. He didn't have the preseason.
Right.
He's got to get all the way up and ready to go. We can't just throw him into a game. So it is his left wrist that has kept him out for the first month of the season. But really, it is like he's got to get back into game shape and get himself ready to go.
Well, you are our resident Bucks foodie. And the Bucks mm-hmm. are playing the Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. But I'm curious, because of Chicago, I feel like I have to ask you, what is the go-to food when you go to Chicago? Like, what are you eating when you're there?
So Chicago is a tough one because typically my travel to Chicago is I don't stay for the night. Like, I just drive down because it's so easy and short. So I will admit I sometimes do try to sneak in a hot dog while I'm down there. Like, right. there's right. just something about like a Chicago hot dog that you just like have to do. There are a couple good burgers in the city that if I really want to stretch it out and make a day of it, like I'll go to Au Cheval for a little while and go have a cheeseburger and it'll be just wonderful. But typically I don't have that kind of time. Typically it's like I'm driving down and I'm driving back.
That turns
into like Taco Bell or something at like 11:30 in Kenosha.
Not enough time
on the way
get,
back
like,
from Chicago.
No time to get Luminati's or anything.
I was gonna say to get a deep dish pizza. I guess you don't have time.
That's like it takes like an hour just to bake a deep dish pizza.
True. And then an hour to nap after I eat it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't have that kind of time.
Speaking of taking a nap after food, now what's your favorite Thanksgiving food with the holiday right around the corner?
Ooh, man.
And you can go non-traditional. If you've got a non-traditional Thanksgiving food that you just love or your family has done for your as long as you can remember, that's a good one too.
Right. So, I mean, like, I had a Friendsgiving this weekend and I made Brussels sprouts.
Which,
like, that's...
Who does this? What is wrong with you people?
Because that's what foodies make. Brussels sprouts.
Okay, what's your recipe? We asked for Matt's before. He said bacon and I don't even know what else
Brown
he said.
Brown sugar.
I mean, so that was brandy. it was a Sunday morning, so I made breakfast, bacon, eggs, hash browns, pancakes, whole thing.
Right.
And then I saved that bacon grease.
Yep.
I tossed the Brussels sprouts in the in the bacon grease. You throw a little garlic in there. I think Matt sometimes people do brown sugar. I tend not to. I like that sweetness. So I tend to lean into like garlic and salt and bacon grease and just, you know, you just bake them for a while and they get crispy and wonderful. And on the inside, they're green and it's really special stuff. So that's typically what I make. I think my favorite is literally just like the bite you get where you grab all of the sides and stab some turkey into it and put it all in your mouth at the same time. That's the one.
That's me. What I was saying was my favorite. I like to put all the accoutrement on like a good roll and then take like a bite of everything on it. So we're on the same page. Brussels sprouts, combo bites, me and Eric Name on the same page.
I can't with you guys. But Eric, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your insight into the Milwaukee Bucks each and every Wednesday on Rutledge and Hamilton. Yeah. Maybe Matt and Molly one day. We'll
see.
But thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, good luck to the Bucks tonight and have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
See ya.